Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for August 28th, 2024. For our first order of business, if you could please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the roll call show that Chris has been excused this evening. All other members are present. We also have Tiffany from Commissioner Knapp's office, as well as Steve from County Planning with us tonight. I have a few notes for the meeting tonight. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Public comments responses to the applicant's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside the room. So we'll take us down to our first public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Do we have any public comment tonight? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. We'll take us down to the approval of the minutes for August 14th, 2024. I don't have any changes or corrections. And on that, I will make a motion to approve the agenda as posted. I'm sorry, approve the minutes as posted. Any discussion?
Did you call for a vote on the first one? Did you call for a vote?
I misspoke. That was okay. For the minutes, yeah. So the motion was to approve the minutes for tonight. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We'll take us down to the approval of the agenda for August 28th, 2024, and to hold, combine, or delete any items. The applicant for item number 1, UC240268, has requested to hold the item until the September 11th, 2024 Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting. And I will make a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We'll take us down to our informational items section. Silverado Ranch Community Center and Commissioner Michael Knapp present the September movie night series. The first is Friday, September 6th. From 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., there will be a foster family celebration event with Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, followed by a 6:30 p.m. showing of the movie Wish. Friday, September 13th at 6:30 p.m. will be showing the Garfield movie. Friday, September 20th at 6:30 p.m. will be showing Kung Fu Panda. Friday, September 27th at 6:30 p.m. will be showing Trolls Band Together. That will take us down to planning and zoning. First up is item number 2, BS240385, to vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Pebble Road and Agate Avenue, and between Durango Drive and Gagnier Boulevard alignment with an enterprise description on file for possible action.
Good evening. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. We are here with a vacation of a drainage easement. To orient you to the site, we are here north of Agate Avenue and just east of Durango Drive. This site was previously approved for 105 lot single family residential development. We are back here with a vacation, like I said, of the drainage easement in the western portion of the site. Staff is recommending approval and we respectfully request the same from this board. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open up item number 2 for public comment. Do we have any public comment for item number 2? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members?
Yeah, it looks pretty standard.
Yep.
No other board member has any comments?
I'll make a motion that item number 2BS240385 for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
That will take us down to item number 3, BS240389, to vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Ullum Drive and Cameron Street and between RB Avenue and Warm Springs Road with an enterprise description on file for possible action.
Simona Stevens.
Is that a question?
It's a little red green on the bottom one.
Simona Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, 1950 East Warm Springs, on behalf of the applicant. This is to vacate the patent easement on the project that has been already approved. We just did not get recorded, so we're back just for that, to vacate the patent easement.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open public comment for item number 3. Do we have any public comment for item number 3? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Board members? I see this one looks pretty standard as well. If nobody else has anything, I'll make a motion. Item number 3, BS240389, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We'll take us down to item number 4, WS230881, a waiver of development standards for fences and walls in conjunction with a single-family residence on 1.03 acres in an RE, Rural Estates Residential Zone, and within the Neighborhood Protection, RNP, overlay. Generally located on the north side of Tartan Avenue and approximately 330 feet west of Rancho Destino Road with an enterprise for possible action.
Good evening. My name is Kay Fante. Address 4881 Christensen Avenue, number 6. On behalf of the owner, so the existing seamew wall around the property already. So they're proposing add on another 2 feet on top of that for security. So and we have the front gate right here. It's 12 feet. Sliding gate, same height, and this one too. And we also have the neighbor here to support us too. They need to extend the window to answer them.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open up item number 4 for public comment.
Hi, I'm the owner. I'm Teresa Stolman, and The portion I want to speak on is that one of the reasons that we built this was for safety. My husband and I actually lost 2 of our pets. We have 3 cats, and we only have 2, 1 now. We have had coyotes on our property. We live straight across from a big, huge open lot, like huge, and we've had coyotes come on our property down the street. So I'm speaking on behalf of the safety of the reason that we have this installed.
Thank you.
Harry Williams, 130 Chartan Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. I live right next door to this property, which, by the way, is a very beautiful property. And the frontage, the fence, is gorgeous. He stuccoed it. Put in decorative columns, which you don't see there, but you'll see the picture, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody has it finished. That's not finished. And so right next door, I have a 4.5-foot wall separating my front yard from my backyard. About a year and a half ago, 2 guys jumped my wall and robbed me in my tool shed. Actually lifted up a table saw and a rollaway toolbox over that wall. So I did a few things to, I can't afford a wall like that, which I'd love to have one. So I went out and did something I didn't want to do. I bought a 9mm, I bought a shotgun, I put cameras up, and I moved my wall from 4.5 feet to 8 feet tall. So nobody's gonna get back there now, and if they do, I'm not coming back out. So for safety reasons, I love this. I just absolutely love it. I wish we could all do it. This neighborhood is a hodgepodge of all kind of stuff. There's people with walls down there that are actually 16 feet tall on the same street, a development, and this one's only, I think, 8 feet tall. And I don't see, you know, why we're even here. It just doesn't make any sense how he beautifies his lot and the street, and he's being punished for it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Molly Pestis. I'm the owner of 95 Chartan Avenue. Was there anything else I need to say before I start? Gorgeous property, gorgeous fence. Definitely need it for security. My house is two houses on the lot. My parents were living in the front house when they were alive. I was in the back house. I was assaulted in my sleep. It's bad. Coyote problem. We have a fence, but not like that, and the coyotes come over. I've been fortunate that I haven't lost animals yet. My next door neighbor has chickens and dogs. Also, I've been robbed several times. I've tried three security systems. I'm gonna try another one. Don't know what else to say other than I see no reason why we're here, because he's done a gorgeous job, and you know, I hope to do something like that with my property. So I hope you vote in favor. Thank you.
I'm Johnny Dorch, 120 Chartan Avenue. I just want to speak on behalf of my neighbors that showed up today. None of them had to, but they all did, because not only am I do I have really great neighbors, but because they see the value in the wall, they also are concerned about their own safety. They took the time out of their busy lives to be here to support me, because we really care about our community. We care about our neighbors. We treat them like their family. And so if you make me tear down this wall or move me to the next stage with a denial, not only is it going to affect us financially, but it also affects us, it affects our neighbors, because it puts a precedent that, you know, there's kind of a general lack of concern about their safety, but also too, just a demoralization thing as well. We really are coming to you hat in hand, hoping that you do approve this. There's no reason that we're doing this other than our safety, other than our security. Not being able to see inside also is a security thing as well, because as Molly was stating, she was assaulted in her own house because they knew she was home. Nobody knows whether I'm home or not with my wall being solid. It's a safe, you know, we get vagrants that run up and down our street, to be honest with you, because we're right now off Las Vegas Boulevard, and before South Point was the southernmost point of Las Vegas Boulevard. Nobody really came down that way. Now we're getting homeless people and drug addicts, to be quite honest with you, that are making their way further south, and they're coming up and down Cactus, they're coming up and down Gillespie, they're coming up and down Chartan, and people will tell you that in different homes, in different neighborhoods, it's the truth. There is no protection for us out here because we have no street lights yet. We have street lights at Las Vegas Boulevard because the apartments are paying for it. By the way, we have no apartment building that was approved. That's 400 plus units or something like that. There was 750 approved across the street. Not saying that those people are going to bring in problems, but they could, because they could have different, that's just more people coming up and down, which could potentially cause more problems for me and for my neighborhood. And so what you can't see on those pictures, and I want to show you the wall, is not only the beautification, but there's also lights. that I installed onto the wall, so can I put the camera?
Yeah, put it,
right.
Put it flat also.
Right here, okay.
Maybe a little higher.
Oh yeah, should I turn it this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go up a little.
Go up right here?
There you go.
So that's a stuccoed wall, and what you can't see because it's a little bit, let me see if I can zoom in right here. This,
yep.
On each column, there's beautiful tiles that were placed in there. But then right here, I didn't, oh, let me see if I can find it. See that? Each one of those columns on the up, there's lights. So what I do at night when I'm coming in and I'm...
And if you could start to read the wrap, that would be for each.
Oh, sorry, I apologize.
No, you're
those
good.
Lights provide security and safety for people walking their dogs and cats, you know, walking their dogs at night for the coyotes, and it keeps the coyotes away. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you need anything else? Good. Thank you.
Good. Do we have any additional public comment for item number four? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close. Oh.
I'm a neighbor, Kirk Johnson. I live on La Cienega, 11165 La Cienega. And I was initially listed as a complaint against the wall. I'm not complaining against the wall. I actually want a wall just like it. The vagrant thing is for real. I'm one of the only people in the entire area that has no wall. So I get people sleeping under my tree. I get nonstop people trying to door knock, trying to come in my side gate if they don't think I'm there. Having the visibility I have, I would prefer to have a wall like that. The current rules for a view fence around us, every one of our neighbors who has these little 3-foot walls with a little bit of a wrought iron across the top, we all just feel too exposed. And the vagrant thing, the pedestrian thing all over the place, it's crazy real. And I've installed security at my place just to have some visibility. But if I could have a wall, I would be way more appreciative. All the neighbors, well, there's only like one neighbor who owns all the properties, but we have all talked about how we'd love to have higher walls from just strictly a security standpoint, but also from a privacy standpoint. So I have no objection to this wall. I want a wall like it myself. And I think it broadly, more broadly speaking, on a separate subject, even looking at the current rules of the view fence rules and laws, I just think it's outdated for the current climate of crime and things like that. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any additional public comment for item number four? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Board members.
Yeah, the reason this is before us is it was a complaint. I don't know if that's yours there or
no,
not.
No,
okay.
I'm not associated.
But
with
there's a CC Pro complaint, which generated this particular item. And what they found, apparently, was this was put up without permits. 8-foot walls are allowed with a permit. But to do it first ends up, if someone doesn't like it, turns it in, you end up with a complaint from, and the enforcement officers come out and they search the county records for permit, no permits, that generates a complaint. So that's why we're here in that. And I think in general, this board has not had a problem with 8-foot walls. But I won't say that is an absolute. But built without complaints, yes, there is a problem. So, and one of the conditions on this thing, if it's approved, is that you've got 6 months to get the engineering and the proper permits issued for it. So that's my comments.
Well, in addition, the inspections, which once the wall's built, that's a difficult process to get an inspection to look at things that are now covered inside the structure. So you're going to have a hard time being able to comply with that. The other problem that you've got, I hear the conversation about coyotes, and by the way, an 8-foot wall is not going to stop a coyote, nor would a 6-foot wall. I guess the question that I would want to hear more from the rest of the board is the idea of whether or not a street-facing wall should comply with the openness requirement, because in my head, that's something that I do think building sheer walls throughout neighborhoods does not lead to anything more than canyons of block walls everywhere. So that's, there are ways of having an 8-foot fence that would have openness to it that could comply with an 8-foot fence. But what they have now is strictly a straight wall now. And that's probably not conducive on a front line, a front property line. It's not something, an 8-foot wall, if it was the side walls, the back walls, I don't really have an issue with it, but on the front property line along the street, I'm not sure that I'm entirely willing to throw out the idea that there needs to be 50% of the surface open.
Are you saying that like 6-foot wall and then 2-foot of fence or something ornamental?
No, if I'm understanding the write-up properly and what I think the code requires, it would require an open, they could have 8-foot all the way across, they just have to have open fencing in sections of it, up, adding up to at least 50% of the wall surface.
Oh, I see.
Am I misunderstanding that?
Yeah.
Sorry, and there's the two waivers.
So, right, so it's both, it's to allow over 6-foot
yeah.
to get up to the 8-foot, and then to allow more than 50% of it being not open.
Yes, and so the height.
I think I said a double negative there for you.
I follow what you mean. I mean, the height I have less concern with, the additional 2 feet, if it was open, it's when it's not, it's a frontage along a street that's blocked, it's not an ideal situation, and that's why the code's written to require that you can see in.
Yeah, one of the things we've been told by Metro is that they look, you know, if they see a block wall, they can't see in. So they have no idea what's going on inside. So, you know, that's a potential. Question, is this wall right on the property line?
No, it's not.
It's set back.
Also, too, I want to add one more thing.
So, sir, we're going to have you come up to the microphone.
Sorry,
you gotta,
I apologize.
Because also, you weren't the presenter. You've got to say your name again. So we can.
Oh, okay. It's Johnny Dorch, and it's 120 Charton Avenue. Thank you for addressing me, sir. I want to just address one thing that was brought up. So, no, it's not right on the frontage line. It's a little bit further back. But there is other walls that are fit like 15 feet high on Chartan that are street facing. It's not the entrance, but it is on the street. I was trying to find the picture because I have it. It's at the end of Chartan, and the wall is 15 feet high. Due to grading and X, Y, and Z, it's a solid wall all the way across, and I'm not sure why I can't find it. But I would love to present it to everybody because it's really important to show that there's actually other street-facing walls that have been approved by the county that are that high. And it was for the housing development that was placed, that was approved at the end of Chartan, but actually if the entrance is on a different street. Oh yeah, it's right here, here we go. So if I just place that right there, that's at the end of Chartan. So you can see that that's a solid wall, street facing off of Chartan as well.
So with it not being on the property line, what about landscaping the front? To add more, like make it a little more visually appealing.
I don't know if you guys have surveys. I can't tell how far off the property line it is, but it's mostly unimproved right of way in front of this home. I don't know how much, did you guys survey how much distance you have between your property line and the wall?
I don't have the survey in front of me, but the, yeah. So I'm not, I think it's right here, right? This portion right here. But we came off, so the actual unimproved area you're talking about is slightly in front of the mailbox, which mailbox was moved back by the previous owner, his name was Ziggy. But I believe it's supposed to be 15 feet from the center line of the street to this portion of the front here. I think it's like middle that was unimproved, and then the rest is property line. So that's why we moved it back from that portion. So I don't have the survey and I don't have the surveying and things like that were done before it, but that's what we were under the understanding.
Unless I'm misreading your plan and what it looks like online, that wall's on the property line.
Okay.
There's the unimproved portion of the right-of-way in front of you, but that's right-of-way, not the property.
Okay, so I apologize. If it's on the property line, then yes, it would be on the property line. But I didn't have a survey done, so that's the truth behind it. But
I think I was just saying, if you guys were inclined to ask for landscaping out front, I think it would be pretty tight to not be in the right of way.
Okay. And I would be willing to do a survey.
Unless I'm misreading your plan, that dotted line with your CMU wall there on the bottom of the pages is your property line. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think your wall's physically on your property line.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't really have a problem with the wall.
I'm sorry, sir, for doing that.
No, you're fine. I asked you a technical question. If you don't know the answer, it's okay. You're not you don't do this for a living. You're asking for something at your house. I understand.
Given this, is there a setback required from the right-of-way for these gates?
Well, it's for industrial.
But not residential?
Not residential.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure.
That's the main thing, that when you have the permit, like you're saying, they would check to make sure it's on the property line.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, what you're thinking of is like industrial with the security gates open and closed.
Because we had that residence that's up on Valley View not that long ago where there was conversation about the gate placement along, and it was, but they had a business associated with it too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. The sliding gates don't bother me because he's got a U-shaped driveway and he's got access in and out. If it's allowable by code, and it doesn't seem that anybody's notified us that it's not allowable by code.
Can I? I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry. I just want to throw one thing out there. So we have, somebody mentioned police officer. We have a police officer that lives nearby. And I wish he could have been here today, but he has had nothing but praise for this wall. I just want to throw that out there about the Metro, because they said that he had never seen something so wonderful for the property, for a property in this kind of neighborhood. So mentioning Metro, I just thought that I would add that in there, that came from a Metro officer that lives in the neighborhood.
Like I said, I'm still stuck at the spot where the first waiver of development for the openness I've got an issue with. I'm not entirely convinced that he's not going to have to tear apart the wall to be able to do the building inspections that comply with the condition.
Yeah. As I'm reading this, the waiver would allow a 6-foot CMU wall.
But
with 50% open. With 50% open, because that's... If we did not grant waiver 1A, but allow 1B, he'd be able to have an 8-foot wall. He just has to figure out how to get the wall open, unless I'm misreading that.
Hello, I'm Peter Picaro. I'm a general contractor. Representing Johnny Dorch regarding this property.
Need your address too.
It's 1450 West Horizon Ridge Parkway, 334. The wall that they built, he called me to look at it, and we looked at it, and it was structurally sound for the 6 foot that it was there before. We digged up some of the footings. They were large enough footings, and we figured that if we needed to pull permits for it, we could, if need be. So the property that when we looked at it, at the site when it was 6 foot, 8 foot now, it, my opinion as a general contractor, would be sufficient enough to hold that wall up.
So the condition that's being recommended, if this was to be approved, is he has to get inspections.
Yes.
How would he get rebar inspections if the wall's built?
So if the walls aren't built, well, what we normally would do would get a structural engineer to come out. Structural engineer will take a look at the footing, the existing footing that's there now. If the structural engineer deems to add more structure by trenching front of behind the property of the wall and create a larger footing if need be, that would be the structural fix for that 8 foot wall.
Is the wall filled?
Yeah, how about the wall?
So
never mind.
Before we go
too far
down this road, that's really out.
Like I said, my
sport.
Like I said, the condition that would be there is the inspections.
Yes.
And I don't, like I said, I don't see how he's going to comply with a rebar inspection at the wall. But I assume that he's going to have to take it apart anyway. So.
Yeah, and as long as the applicant is clear that even with this approval, you do still have to go get building permits. So if you guys are, whether you think this first part, because this would be required before they could even try to get a building permit, so.
Yeah, Steve, I'm not quite sure what 1A says.
I tried to say it.
Yeah. Because I'm reading part of it, and when I go through the first part, it says 8 foot CMU wall.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to talk about 50% open.
I wonder if the 8 foot should have just allowed CMU wall without 50% open. I wonder if it should have been worded better. Because the second one talks about the high. I think what you're getting at is we're gonna allow it, but it being, I can see where you're saying the first one allowed 8 probably shouldn't have been there, or you should say allowed. CMU wall to be open, essentially. I don't know how to word
that. Yeah, or requesting an 8 foot CMU wall, period.
Yeah. It's kind of, I see where you're getting at.
Yeah, that's why I think it's confusing, and I think it might be confusing to our building department, too.
Yes, I agree.
So, you know, that's. I think if the board was leaning toward approval, 1A, I would say, should be to allow a 8 foot CMU wall, period.
So the request is to allow an 8 foot CMU wall. The rest of it is explaining what code requirements are. This is on every application you guys receive with waivers. You can't change the statement of the waiver because the waiver is where it is typically 6 foot and the combination of decorative with 50% open.
Sorry, we've closed public comment.
I think what's perhaps challenging is it's almost like there's two exceptions being made on this waiver. For the 8 foot wall, one exception is that it's over 6 feet. And then the other exception is that it's the not less than 50% of it being open. And so, yes, you would be acting on whether an 8 foot solid wall is okay with you there. The rest of that waiver is just describing what would be required by code, like is always done on waivers.
Not to question the code, you know, but a 6 foot wall could be there, solid wall.
No, it had to be open.
Even the 6 foot has to be open.
50%.
Okay, wall types.
So before I would make a motion, just to clarify, but I think if I made a recommendation for denying 1A, approving 1B, would they be allowed to have an 8-foot wall in the front yard, but it would be still required to have 50% of them? Because it's, the 1B says increase the perimeter wall 8 to 8 feet.
So if you guys want to pull apart the two components of that, I would just state that clearly in your motion. Like if you're okay with 8 feet, but you're not okay with it being solid,
yes.
I think it should be
50%
open, viewable, yeah. Then I would state it that way because it does seem that they've included both components on one portion of this waiver. So I think now I get what you're struggling with is you might be okay with one part or not the other, or if you just make it a straight approval, it would be a both, in my opinion, on 1A. But Stephen's pulling up that part of code.
Yeah, and the section here says like a front setback. It says within the first 15 feet of fence may be increased up to 6 feet if decorative is being opened. 50% open. And the RS80, RS40, RS20, RS10. So residential zoning district 6 foot maximum. So I guess the second waiver is around the other parts of the property up front. If you want to look at that way, the sides of the rear being 8 foot, and then the first one's really about the front. So I guess what Tiffany's saying is, well, if you want to mention something else in the waiver.
So we could recommend approval on 1A, but add a condition for it to be 50% open.
I think just you just need to state your motion clearly of what parts you're okay and not okay with.
Okay. I'll make a motion item number 4, WS230881, for approval of an 8-foot wall, not less than 50% of the vertical surface open.
So
and
approving waiver of development standards 1A. You have to act on the waivers before you.
Yes, you're right. So approval of waiver of development standards, and then add a condition that the front property line wall should be not less than 50% open.
Less than what, Barry?
50% open.
Okay.
And then per staff, or per if approved conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That will take us down to item number 5, WS240380, waiver of development standards to reduce setback for an accessory structure in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.62 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone within the neighborhood protection RMP overlay, generally located on the north side of Agate Avenue, 290 feet west of Cimarron Road, within Enterprise for possible action.
Good evening, Victor Knight, 9582 Iris Flat Court, representing the property owner. Looking for a setback on the side where 5 foot is required. We're looking for a 16 inch encroachment into that required setback along this side right over here. That's it.
At this time, we'll open public comment for item number 5. Do we have any public comment for item number 5? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members. So just to touch on one of the items that staff mentioned, is there any particular reason it could not be moved further east?
There is some slope to the backyard property, but it is to keep as much of the property open as possible in the back for future development.
I'm only talking about moving it, what is it?
The 16 inches.
Right.
Yeah, the property owner wanted it, he wanted it even closer to the wall.
I tried to get them moved to 5 foot, but you know, that's it for 1 hour wall. Or,
just so I'm seeing it clear, that's the
west
wall that it's on, right?
Yes.
Okay. That wasn't how right.
Yeah, I tried to get the
north.
Yeah, 90 degrees.
Yeah, there's north arrow right there. Down at the bottom.
Okay. I couldn't see. Thanks.
And this structure is not standing currently, correct?
Correct.
What's his intent for the structure? Vehicle storage of what?
Yeah, it'll be a garage for his vehicles. He's got a few classic cars that he wants to not have on the street. And his wife doesn't want them in the main house garage.
If you moved it 16 inches, how would it align with the driveway going in? Would that?
It's already over into the house on this corner about a foot and a half or so. So taking the additional 16 inches, it'd be a little bit further off.
And what's the width of the door on it?
It's got a 16-foot door. 16-foot door.
Can you turn 90 degrees?
I'll go this way so I can make it.
Yeah.
So yeah, 16-foot door. So the line of the house probably comes right up on that corner right here.
Because I know with some other properties that's become a question because where the house is situated.
Right, yeah, so you have to squiggle to get the car into the
yeah.
area.
Right as you're going through the door.
Right.
That's.
Can you flip back to your site plan?
You want me to go in more?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's an existing concrete pad right here, so he would just extend gravel to the back to get into the garage area.
So how do you know where the concrete pad hits on the floor plan? Or the distance between the existing concrete pad and the side of the building? Or
no, I don't know.
Trying to his point, trying to understand where that lines up.
Right. It is a general straight shot into the garage. The garage and the house do not overlap so much that he couldn't drive straight through if he wanted to.
What I'm getting at is I'm trying to understand if the building shifted over 16 inches, does that get into the door, the overhead door that's there, or if the driveway still aligns. So it sounds like it's still aligned.
He just wanted more property for the backyard.
Okay.
Yeah. When I looked at the overall property on the county map, half of this property is drainage ditch.
Yeah, this portion back here is drainage.
Yeah, and the reason that we don't have a waiver on the CMU wall that's back there is because that's all his property. And
correct.
Yeah, so my thought is that he already lost half his property, maybe 16 inches, giving him more on the other side to work with is not a bad thing. I think that's an unusual enough circumstance.
It's also, if any of you are looking at this, not that you need my 2 cents, but it's got a little angle to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I imagine this lining up thing could be a little challenging with that slight angle.
Okay.
But
I'm good.
Okay. I'll make a motion, item number 5, WS240380, for approval per staff if approved conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
We'll take us down to item number 6, ET24400086, WS200171. Design review, second extension of time for the following: a private school with parking area, an increased finished grade on a portion of 45.3 acres in a PF, public facility zone, generally located on the north side of Cactus Avenue, 1200 feet east of Amigo Street, with an Enterprise for possible action.
He's good job.
Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. We are here for an extension of time, a second extension of time related to an approved private school. We are on 45 acres north of Cactus Avenue, east of Amigo Street. We, an administrative first extension of time was approved in October 2022 due to delays with the hydrology study. We are back for this second extension of time and significant progress has been made. Hydrology and traffic studies have been approved since our last extension. Rough grading permits have been submitted, although they're not yet approved. Paving, streetlight, and sidewalk have been completed along the frontage of Cactus Avenue. The applicant has hired a construction manager and an architect. They're working on building plans, and those should be submitted in Q1 of 2025. In addition to that, the entry road, the private entry road, Capstone Academy Way, has been paved, and the flood pipe has been installed. Lastly, they have completed almost 95% of the entryway monument. However, that's hung up due to a soil study. Therefore, you can see that significant progress has been made. Staff's condition of another 2 years is more than enough time to commence on this project. Staff is recommending approval on this application, and we would respectfully request the same from this board. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open item number 6 for public comment.
Good evening, my name is John Horinger, 10211 Arlington Abbey, 89183. I'm a member of the Silver Creek HOA. We're a community adjacent to the new school. I support the school and look forward to our new neighbor, Impact Sand and Gravel. I'm glad to see him go. But I've been there since the initial building of the allotment, and our concern is we've been left saddled with this responsibility. This is supposed to be Jack Levitt Street. It's more of an alley. Everyone on the east side doesn't take care of it. They have no interest in it. This is an early picture, so this is a lot nicer than it is now. But our community is getting saddled with all the upkeep. We've spent over $500 in signage. An average wall repair is about $300. Right now I have about 13 active C click and fix items with this alley. Vandalism, and I have an open one right now with illegal dumping, which is very bad there. But we're not getting any help from the other communities. And I'm glad to hear that you're going to extend it, because I'm hoping you guys can come up with a solution to this. Jack Levitt goes all the way back to the new school. You can see the towers in the back, electricity towers. That's where the school is. And I just don't know what you guys have planned for this alley here. Because when the school's built, you're just going to close it off and that's it. Then it just becomes a dead end and more of a nuisance for us. So how about, since you have more time, how about turn it into an egress for the school? How about a one-way, you could put up one-way signs at our entrance right there. What it doesn't show is the sign we put up right on this wall. $500 sign here, and one in the middle, about halfway back. It says no trespassing. You know, it's supposed to be a flood channel access. Well, that's disappeared now. No more flood channel. So what are we going to do about Jack Levitt? Because you're creating a hardship for our neighborhood. We get people back there, a lot of graffiti. Kids back there, there's a bus stop there for Liberty. The one kid was pounding holes in the wall with a hammer for no reason. So it's all very expensive, and our HOA has to cover it, which means I'm part of that. So we're hoping that you guys can help us come up with a reasonable fix for this, because this alleyway is nothing but trouble for us. How about a gate here that the school would have a key to, and they could let parents come out at the end of the day or something, a one-way, we could put one-way signs there. Something like that, just a solution to it. Like I said, I just put in there's an active claim on C-Clicks Fix right now with trash and with illegal dumping. People go back there all the time and empty out their trucks, so please help us with Jack Levitt, okay, please.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jared Hornby, 651 Steep Canyon. I'm more just curious what the what currently is the gravel pit is going to be used for in the future. Is that going to be something just for the school and the church, or is that going to be open to the public, things of that nature?
I think if you could address all questions to us, and then we'll have them answered after.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. Do we have any additional public comment for item number 6? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members, would you like to?
Sure. As to the first comment about the alleyway, I would need some more time to look into that specific area and perhaps talk to a neighbor about concerns, as well as the applicant, to see what we can do. As to the question about the gravel pit, I believe that the future plans is that will be filled for a sports fields on part of this 45 acres, but I'm happy to confirm that and circle back with the neighbor.
Thank you. Has anything? I'll make a motion on item number 6, ET24400086, WS200171, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
That will take us down to general business, of which there is none. To take us to our comments by the general public period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Do we have any comments by the general public?
John Horinger, 10211 Arlington Abbey, 89183, Horinger. And just a quick follow-up, I was a little nervous when I first came up with the Jack Levitt Alley. We're looking for a solution. I really support the school, and we're glad to have them there, but we really need to come up with a solution for that. It's not a street, it's an alley. They don't do any maintenance on it. It's overgrown right now, it's full of trash, litter. We've had homeless issues there as well. Metro's been there. And there's no lighting at all. Gold Fingers Bar won't lift a finger to help us. The condominiums, the residential houses, no one helps. No one does anything except our community, Silver Creek. And like I said, we've got money in signs. I've got an active click fix account, you know, just for that alleyway. And it's dedicated to that. And we're an older neighborhood now. It's 20 plus years old. You know, impact, when we moved in there, they told us they were going to be there a couple more years, and it's been 24 years now. So we really need some help on the Jack Levitt. I'm willing to help you guys and talk about solutions with our HOA or whatever we can do to help. I think there's some real solutions that can be found and make it a safe place. I'm worried about it becoming a dead end to nowhere, and it's just going to invite crime like it's doing now. It's not fair to all of us who are living there. Trying to keep it nice. We really do work hard to keep it nice. There's no graffiti in our area. So we really would like your help on this alley. Somehow, I don't know what we can do, and that's what you guys are here for. So I look forward to your solutions. You got my name and address on the sign-in sheet. I'm part of the Silver Creek HOA. I look forward to hearing from you about this, okay? I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any additional comments by the general public? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close comments by the general public. Our next regular meeting will be September 11th, 2024 at 6 p.m. at the Silverado Ranch Road Community Center. And I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:55 p.m. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Oh.